Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Vengeance, the True Story of an Israeli Counterterrorist Team by George Jonas is a fast-moving work of narrative nonfiction that examines the long shadow cast by the 1972 Munich Olympic massacre and the covert response it provoked. Building on investigative reporting and interviews available at the time of writing, Jonas reconstructs how a small Israeli-linked team was tasked with tracking down individuals believed to be connected to the attack. The book blends geopolitical context with on-the-ground operational detail, following the recruits, handlers, and informants who move through European cities, safe houses, and shifting identities. It also highlights how intelligence work is rarely clean, especially when carried out across borders amid Cold War-era politics, fragmented information, and competing agendas. Beyond the mechanics of surveillance and targeting, Jonas explores the moral and psychological consequences for those involved, raising questions about justice, retaliation, and the cost of perpetual conflict. The result is both a suspenseful account and a provocative case study in state-sponsored counterterrorism. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Munich to Mission, the catalyst and the stakes. A central topic in the book is how a single, highly public act of terrorism can force a state to rethink deterrence, security, and its public posture. Jonas situates the narrative in the aftermath of the Munich killings, emphasizing the symbolic weight of the attack and the political pressure it created. The book shows that the response was not only about punishing perpetrators, but also about signaling capability and resolve to adversaries and allies alike. Jonas outlines the dilemmas of acting under uncertainty, where decision makers must choose between public legal processes and clandestine measures that promise speed and deniability. The story frames the mission as part of a wider contest in which terrorism is used to influence global perception and policy, and counterterrorism becomes both security practice and political messaging. This section of the narrative helps readers understand why such operations are initiated, what leaders hope they will accomplish, and why the perceived need for action can outweigh the risks of escalation, mistakes, or diplomatic fallout. Secondly, building a covert team tradecraft, cover, and control, Jonas devotes significant attention to how a small operational unit is assembled and managed, illustrating the practical realities behind cinematic notions of spy work. The book describes roles within a clandestine team and the dependence on logistics, surveillance discipline, documentation, and the careful construction of believable cover identities. It conveys how mundane details such as travel patterns, rental arrangements, money handling, and communications protocols can determine success or failure. Another key element is control operatives are rarely free agents, and the chain of command, compartmentalization, and need to protect sources shape every step. Jonas also highlights the human factors that tradecraft must account for, including fear, fatigue, interpersonal friction, and the constant pressure of operating in foreign environments. The narrative underscores that intelligence work is a system rather than a single skill, requiring coordination across planners, field personnel, and local assets. By focusing on process and constraint, the book explains why covert operations are inherently fragile and why small errors can have outsized consequences. Thirdly, intelligence and uncertainty targets, sources, and verification. Another major theme is the difficulty of knowing the truth with sufficient confidence to act. Jonas portrays the messy pipeline from raw tips to actionable intelligence, where information may be incomplete, biased, outdated, or intentionally deceptive. The book explores how agencies rely on informants, surveillance, and analytical judgment to connect people, organizations, and events, yet still face the possibility of misidentification. Readers see how verification is attempted through cross-checking and observation, but also how operational tempo and political expectations can compress the time available for certainty. Jonas shows that the boundary between intelligence and assumption can become dangerously thin when a team is tasked with finding individuals across borders, cultures, and languages. This topic also includes the way adversaries adapt, changing names, routines, and safe networks, forcing counterterrorists into a reactive posture. The narrative uses these dynamics to surface broader questions about accountability. When action is based on probabilities rather than courtroom standards, who bears responsibility for errors? And how do institutions learn or fail to learn from them? Fourthly, ethics of retaliation, justice, deterrence, and moral injury. The book repeatedly returns to the ethical tensions that arise when a state pursues lethal or extra-legal measures in the name of national security. Jonas presents retaliation as both an emotional impulse and a strategic doctrine, inviting readers to consider whether such actions deliver justice, deter future attacks, or simply perpetuate cycles of violence. The narrative makes clear that participants may hold different moral frameworks. Some view the mission as necessary defense, others as troubling but unavoidable, and still others as corrosive to the values they claim to protect. Jonas also explores the concept of moral injury, the psychological burden that can follow acts committed under orders even when framed as righteous. The operatives confront ambiguity about guilt, proportionality, and collateral consequences, and the story suggests that secrecy can intensify these burdens by limiting public reckoning. This topic matters because it connects the operational plot to enduring debates about counterterrorism policy. The book does not function as a simple endorsement or condemnation. Instead, it uses the lived experience of the team to illuminate how ethical questions become operational realities. Lastly, blowback and limits consequences for states, teams, and civilians. Jonas emphasizes that covert action rarely ends when an operation concludes, because consequences ripple outward in unpredictable ways. One aspect is diplomatic and legal risk actions conducted on foreign soil can strain alliances, trigger retaliation, or invite public scrutiny when secrecy breaks. Another aspect is operational blowback, where adversaries adjust tactics, tighten security, or exploit mistakes for propaganda. The book also traces personal consequences for those involved, including strained relationships, paranoia, and the difficulty of returning to ordinary life after prolonged exposure to danger and deception. Jonas depicts how a mission intended to restore control can instead reveal the limits of control, as plans collide with chance, mistaken assumptions, and the autonomy of people on the ground. This topic broadens the narrative from individual missions to strategic outcomes, asking what success means and how it is measured. Is it the removal of specific individuals, the prevention of future attacks, or the restoration of public confidence? By exploring aftermath and unintended effects, the book encourages readers to think beyond tactics and consider how counterterrorism decisions reshape institutions and societies over time. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in modern history, intelligence operations, and the dilemmas that sit between law, politics, and security. It will also appeal to those who like investigative narrative nonfiction that reads with the momentum of a thriller while still engaging big questions. The main benefit is that it helps readers understand counterterrorism as a chain of imperfect decisions made under pressure, rather than as a clean contest between heroes and villains. By following a small team across multiple countries, the book reveals how intelligence is gathered, how uncertainty drives risk, and how moral complexity accumulates even when participants believe they are acting defensively. Compared with many books that focus primarily on high-level policy or on abstract ethical arguments, Jonas grounds the discussion in operational realities and human cost, which makes the issues feel concrete and harder to dismiss. It is worth buying if you want a single volume that combines historical context, procedural detail, and a sustained reflection on consequences. Even when readers disagree with the choices depicted, the narrative prompts sharper thinking about what retaliation achieves, what it damages, and what it demands from the people asked to carry it out. If you would like to support George Jonas, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.